Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
A gene called synaptotagmin 13, or SYT13, can prolong the lifespan and prevent the destruction of motor neurons in mouse models of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS, and spinal muscular atrophy, SMA, according to a study. The study, synaptotagmin 13 is neuroprotective across motor neuron diseases, was published in the journal Acta Neuropathologica. ALS and SMA are neurodegenerative disorders characterized by the gradual loss of motor neurons, the nerve cells responsible for controlling voluntary muscles in the spinal cord and parts of the brain. This leads to progressive muscle weakness, atrophy or shrinkage, and paralysis. Not all motor neurons are destroyed over the course of these disorders. Studies have found that motor neuron-controlling eye movements, called oculomotor neurons, or OMNs, are highly resistant to degeneration and remain functional in people and animals with ALS and SMA. The study's author wrote, quote, "The mechanisms responsible for this selective degeneration are largely unknown, but the molecular signatures of resistant and vulnerable motor neurons are distinct and offer clues of neuronal resilience and susceptibility." Researchers at Karolinska Institute, in collaboration with colleagues at the University of Milan, found that SYT13 may render OMNs more resistant to neurodegeneration. They found that SYT13 was more active in healthy OMNs from mice, rats, and humans compared with motor neurons in the spinal cord, which are usually more sensitive to neurodegeneration brought on by ALS and SMA. Moreover, they found that SYT13 was enriched in OMNs as well as spinal motor neurons that had resisted neurodegeneration isolated from patients with end-stage ALS. To study the function of SYT13 in more detail, the investigators forced motor neurons derived from induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPSCs, isolated from patients with ALS and SMA to express the SYT13 gene. These iPSCs are fully matured cells that can be reprogrammed back to a stem cell state, from which they are able to grow into almost any type of cell. The researchers found that patient-derived motor neurons became more resilient to neurodegeneration and survived longer in a lab dish. SYT13 protected the cells from degeneration by reducing endoplasmatic reticulum, or ER, stress and blocking programmed cell death. The ER is the site of synthesis and folding of several types of proteins within the cell. These effects were found in motor neurons derived from patients with both disorders, indicating the protective effect of SYT13 is independent of the genetic cause of each disorder. Eva Hedlund, PhD, researcher in the neuroscience department at Karolinska Institute and one of the senior authors of the study, said, quote, "This is extremely useful from a therapeutic perspective, since the mechanisms behind neuronal loss are largely unknown in 90% of all ALS patients and can differ from one individual to another." Monica Nazzardo, researcher at the Centro Dino Ferrari and the study's first author, said, quote, "Our results suggest that SYT13 is a very promising gene therapy candidate for patients with motor neuron disease." Hedlund said, "We'll continue looking for additional factors that are unique to resistant motor neurons and thus identify more potential therapeutic targets."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, hope you're all hanging in there and staying healthy. I'm sure many of us are on edge with the coronavirus, and hopefully staying at home. It's a tough time for all of us, but I wanted to share some of my personal tips for staying sane and productive while on lockdown. Read. Netflix and Hulu are great, but nothing gets your mind going like a good book. I just finished the latest Stephen King sci-fi horror novel, The Institute, and I'm currently reading a Robin Williams biography. I also read a graphic novel the other morning. Call friends and family. We often use the excuse of being too busy to keep in touch with people. Don't worry, I'm guilty of this too. Well, now the majority of us are stuck at home, so we have time to invest in our relationships. The other day I talked with an SMA friend who I hadn't talked to in a while, and it was great. We had an hour-long conversation, and it was comforting for both of us to talk with each other. get outside when possible. I realize this isn't an option for everyone, and we may be on total lockdown soon. But if you can, try to spend some time outside. Even just a few minutes in the backyard refreshes the soul. On day 3 of my lockdown, I took my dog for a short walk down the street, and it was great for both of us to get some fresh air. Watch good movies and TV. I have plenty of streaming recommendations, so ask me any time in our forums. Take advantage of the time in isolation to watch some good movies and shows. And if you live with family or caregivers, have mini watch parties. Just the other day, I introduced my dad to the Wes Anderson classic, The Royal Tenenbaums, which is something he would have never watched otherwise. He liked it. My film professors would be proud. Listen to music and podcasts. This is another simple and stimulating activity. Check out all of the wonders that Spotify has to offer. You may discover an artist who really speaks to you, or a great storytelling podcast. I also have recommendations in this department. It's an uneasy time, but we'll get through it together. What lockdown tips do you have? Join the discussion today in our SMA News Today forums. I'm Kevin Schaefer, forums director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.